أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so we're approaching the first Friday of this month. First of all, there's barakah, there's rahmah, and there's maghfirah floating around, just waiting to be accessed. It's like a serious blue cross sail of divine blessings. But a lot of things that are recommended for Thursday are obviously compounded and expounded in the month of Ramadan. So let's see what happens on the night of Friday. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir al-Islam says that as soon as the sun sets and Friday begins, Allah orders an angel to announce, "Is there any mu'min who before the night ends asks for safety in this world and peace in the akhirah so I may grant it? Is there anyone who turns to me in tawbah so I may forgive? Is there anyone who is in distress, who's seeking livelihood or seeks health in illness or freedom in captivity or gain in times of loss? I will grant whatever is asked for if I'm called upon tonight." So the first night of Friday tonight for the month of Ramadan, so much to do and so much barakah floating around. So recommendations to recite Tasbihat Arba as many times as possible. Salawat as many times as possible. If possible, Suratul Jum'ah in the first rakat of Salatul Maghrib and Suratul Ikhlas in the second. And again in Salatul Isha, Suratul Jum'ah in the first rakat and Suratul A'la in the second. Obviously the recitation of Dua Al-Qamil, which has become a habit for us, but maybe to try and understand some of the verses in it. If possible, after you break your fast, eat a pomegranate. Absolutely phenomenal night to do so. It opens up one's insides. And then obviously the recitation of Qur'an. Remember the Prophet ﷺ said, the recitation of Qur'an is an atonement for sins, a protection from Jahannam, a safety from punishment. Mercy descends upon the reciter. Angels seek forgiveness for him or her. Jannah longs for that person and Allah is pleased with him. I mean, and also, وَمَنْ تَلَى فِيهِ آيَةٌ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلَ أَجْرٍ مِّنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ. Remember the sermon of the Prophet. Whoever recites one ayah of Qur'an, it is as though he has completed the whole Qur'an in other months. And then remembering our marhumeen. Absolutely important in the month of Ramadan, especially we're told on the night of Friday in the month of Ramadan, countless marhumin are granted forgiveness and freedom from the fire. So if anything else, just a Suratul Fatiha to remember them before iftar.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.